Yes, it is. You're right, Ed. We've had the Days of Awe, as they're called, which is the Jewish New Year. And lots of my clients feel that that's a time of partying, but we are in the synagogue. And then the most holy of days, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And after that, we go straight into the Festival of Sukkos. And at the end of that, tacked on the end, two special days, Shemini Atzeres and Simchat Torah.
And we're sitting here recording this, actually, in a sukkah. What is a sukkah?
In the desert, when the Jewish people left Egypt, they didn't have permanent homes. And they lived in units pretty much like sheds. And we make these, we recreate these in our gardens. And we leave the comfort of our home and remember, you know, that we're not all comfortable in our houses. And this is a good reminder of that.
And some people eat and sometimes sleep for a week in this temporary booth.
Not in the weather we've been having in Manchester this week.
But it's nice and dry this evening, I'm glad to say. It's the only time of the year that we actually read from the Torah at night. Why is that? How come?
It is. It's a very special day day and night, when we celebrate the end of the cycle of reading of the Torah, which is the parchment of the Old Testament, and we read a weekly portion, and it has a yearly cycle. And the Simchat Torah is the end of the cycle and also the beginning of the cycle when we start Genesis. So we celebrate with all the Sefer Torahs, the scrolls, which is quite unique. We take them all out at the same time from the Ark in the synagogue.
And when you take them out, you parade them around, don't you?
We do. We dance with them. We do seven hakafot, which hakafot is a circuit of the synagogue. And it can be quite lively, dancing and singing. And you may even get a little sip of Scotch whiskey at the back of the synagogue if you're lucky.
Now then, Sam and Jake, last year you actually had one of the great honours, didn't you, during Simchat Torah? What were you?
I was junior Chatan Torah, and Sam, my friend, was junior Chatan Bereishis. And this is a great honour that they bestow on two members of the community in the synagogue. So what it means is one person gets called up for the end of the previous cycle of the recital of the Torah, and the next person gets called up for the first portion of the next cycle of the reciting of the Torah. And it's a great honour. It's normally reserved for people well respected within the community, and our shul has a junior version to get the youth involved, and we were lucky enough to be selected for this honour.
Sam, what is a chatan?
A chatan is a bridegroom, and the idea behind this is that the chatan is supposed to be the bridegroom of the Torah, and it's the relationship between God and man, and how we read the Torah, and how when we read the Torah, it's strengthening the relationship between God and man.
So just describe what is the ceremony that you go through as being Chatan Torah or Chatan Bereishis.
After the celebration of the evening in the day, there is the service in the morning, and both of us will take part in that service. It's customary that the Chatan Torah does a half Torah. The half Torah for the portion of Torah that's being read is the last portion.
So that's
portion.
reading part of the
additional part of the oral law. And then it's also traditional for the Chatan Bereishit, which is the person that I was, to continue on. So the Chatan Bereishit is responsible for the new beginning, so it's customary for me to do the next part of the service.
So you're beginning from the beginning again. So the beginning of the Bible, that's the Torah that we're reading, essentially what people might understand as the Bible. So it's the first chapter of Genesis of the Bible, and you are the bridegroom of the beginning.
Exactly, and I think something that's really special about it is that in Judaism we start straight from the end and go straight to the beginning. There's no gap, there's no break, it's a circle. And being somebody that goes to FZY, our FZY motto is Tenu Abeli Hafsaka, movement without a break. And that's something that I think is embedded in Judaism as well, because we go around full circle, we don't have a break. It's Beli Hafsaka in Hebrew, which means without a break.
And Daniel, this is going out Monday night, but yes, it's recorded. And it's going to be Tuesday when you are Hatan Bereshis this year.
Yes, indeed. It's a lovely honour to have, and it's felt very special this weekend as people have started delivering gifts of flowers and nice whiskey again. Yes, it's going to be a very special day. After the Hakafot, the circuits I talked about in the synagogue, which we will repeat on Tuesday morning, we do the normal reading from the Torah, and every male member of the community over the age of Bar Mitzvah, over 13, will actually get called up. And that's another unique aspect of the day, that everyone is honoured in that way. And then, as Sam has said, the Chatan Torah will be called up for the very last piece, and then immediately I will be called up.
And it's a special way that you're actually brought to the lectern, the bima, where the Torah is read.
On a normal occasion, if you're called up, as it's called, i.e. you're honoured with a portion of the law being read for you, you are normally called up with a very brief calling of your Hebrew name. And when you're Chatan Torah, Chatan Bereshis, there is a very special blessing, a very special investiture, which is, if you read it in English, is actually very, very beautiful. And then normally what happens is strong friends will gather around and lift you on a chair up towards the bima, the central raised portion of the synagogue. Quite like if you've ever been to a Jewish wedding, you'll find that people are put on chairs and paraded around with a dance, and it's very similar, very lively, very jolly.